inspectors say most schools are struggling when it comes to geography. Doesn't just sound a sexy subject, does it? According to a new report from Ofsted, only a small number of pupils are inspired to be future geographers. Is that a proper word as well?
Geographers, yeah.
So what is it? Look at the A-level man and the degree woman there. Yeah, of course it is. So what is it about the subject that turns students off? Are we a nation bored with geography? Or do we just not know enough about the subject? Are we terrible on geography? Tessa Wood is here, a primary school and secondary school teacher specialising in geography. She now trains teachers. Hello, Tessa.
Hi, good evening.
Are you a geographer?
Oh, I'm a geographer, I'm very proud of it.
Okay, now listen, first of all, by the way, 0500 999 693, if you want to take part in our geography test, which we're about to do with Paul and Jenny and A.N. Other. Tessa, why don't we value geography?
I think the problem is, a lot of it, is that we don't recognise that it is geography. I mean, we see geography around us all the time. It's everywhere. It's part of our everyday life. From the moment we get up, we read the newspaper and hear about different places all over the world. We eat, drink coffee from somewhere else, fair trade, and then we navigate our way to school or work. But none of that we see is geography.
And so then, it's not geography then, it's the way it's taught. Because I got geography O-level and it was all about whether sediment falls on the bottom of rivers and things like that.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a part of it. But I think it's how it's put into context and how it's made relevant. And maybe it wasn't made relevant enough to you. I would think you probably did a few other things as well, maybe. Did you? Volcanoes and things like that?
I don't remember anything quite as exciting as volcanoes.
Oh.
What would it mean, Tessa, for us as a nation if people simply stopped doing geography?
Well, I think it would be a disaster. I mean, we hear all the time, don't we, about climate change. We hear about how to live more sustainably and so on. And there's no way that we're going to do any of that and understand any of it if we don't have geography. And if we don't have the understanding, then we're not going to become more responsible for doing that.
You don't hear about this, though, in government circles, do you? You hear lots about how people are encouraged to study maths and science and those sorts of subjects. I've never yet heard an appeal for geography students.
Well, that's what we're trying to push for. I mean, Michael Gove is saying that geography should become, with history, one of the main international baccalaureate subjects. So let's hope that it gets back in there, because it's crucial. If we don't understand about the world, then we've had it, I reckon.
Tessa, I studied geography at university. I absolutely loved it. I loved the mix of things, you know, economics, politics, geology, everything. But isn't that the problem, that it does cover so many other subject areas?
It is. I mean, that's the issue with it. And that's my point about not being able to recognise it as being geography. You know, we have loads of programmes on the telly that are history programmes, and they're very obviously that. But there's so many programmes on the telly that are about geography, but they don't call them geography programmes.
There's that one with the, who's the Scottish fella who gets really enthusiastic.
He's
brilliant. He makes it really interesting.
Absolutely. And I think that if children recognise that and young adults recognise that as being geography, they'd be much more inclined to do that in school. But they don't see it as that. They see it as your sediment on the bottom of the seabed.
Could one suggestion maybe be to divide up geography lessons into volcano lesson, earthquake lesson, call it things like that. Makes it more interesting, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, we talk about natural disasters and everything like that. So, yeah, that's a possibility.
I think that is the problem, isn't it, Tessa? It's the perception. It's me saying sediment and everyone else thinking, well, it's the capitals of the world and that's where it stops.
Yeah, I think that's right. But that's where it's so important that it comes in at primary school and that they learn to understand that that is geography and that it's engaging. They're going out, they're doing field work, they're hands-on, they're interactive, and they're actually sort of playing a part in deciding on what their future's going to be and taking more responsibility for their environment.
If we've got a problem finding pupils to study geography, I guess that means we're going to have a problem at some point finding people to teach it.
Well, that is a lot of the problem. Children in secondary schools are being taught by non-specialists because people don't want to teach geography because they've got the wrong perception of it.
Well,